Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks about Black Music Month. From Washington, D.C., on the phone, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Civil J, hope all is well. I headed to Orlando to hang out with the 100 Black Men of Orlando. So I will certainly represent for the family. So looking forward to that tomorrow night. So many of us were saddened yesterday by the passing of the legendary Ruby Dee. Passed away Wednesday night, surrounded by her family at her home in New Rochelle, New York. She died at the age of 91. And one of the folks who certainly knows her well, but he got the chance to see her craft up close and personal, is Spike Lee, who joins us this morning. Spike, how you doing?
Not that good, Roland. Not that good.
Brother, Jungle Fever, of course, so many, do the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this sister, along with her husband, Ossie Davis, was unbelievable. Just tell us, share with us, what was it like to work with an amazing actress?
Well, I always think of Ruby and Ozzy as one, and also as our Black royalty. They are tremendous, tremendous artists, and I've said this many times that Ruby Dee was my spiritual, artistic mother, and Ozzy was my spiritual, artistic father. And when you think about what they've done, they were in the trenches. They were there with Paul Rose. They were there with Dr. King. They were there. Ozzy did Malcolm X's eulogy, you know. So it, for me, it was a great example growing up to see these were great artists, but who were also active in the community and were trying to advance the plight of our people in this country, and they never, ever got compromised. You know, they never got compromised, but great art at the same time. So that's what I'm saying. You could do great art and still, you know, and still be active in the community and try to move us forward. So they are great examples to me, great, great examples, and it's a huge loss. But at the same time, as I said, you know, my social media yesterday, as soon as she passed, Ozzy was right there with a big, big warm hug and embraced her. So they were married 57 years.
When you hear the phrase power couple, they certainly embody that. And you talked about that activism. They made it perfectly clear that they could use their art to advance and promote the struggle, the movement, and were not afraid to do so. When others said, I don't want to mess my thing up, they said, no, this is far too important for us to be silent and just focus on our craft.
Yes, you nailed that. And look, in my old, you know, I'm older than I was. And before, you know, I used to criticize other Black artists who did not, you know, do the same thing. But look, everybody has their own path, so I'm never going to make that charge again against, you know, talk about other people. But for me, it was still an example that this can be done. You could do your art, and also you could speak on things and do things that might not be exactly just going to advance your career, but they didn't care.
Give us a story.
Their love of Black people overrided everything else.
Give us a story, Spike, of when Ozzy and Ruby talked to you about a situation, a crossroad in your life, and they inspired you. Give us a story.
Well, they used to talk a lot, you know, with Malcolm and the March in Washington, and you know, Ozzy, you know, he loved Dr. King, but Malcolm was his guy. That was his guy. That's why he was asked to read. Malcolm's eulogy. But the end of Malcolm X, when we did the film, I wanted to have the eulogy, and there was really no recording of it. So I said, Ozzy, I need you to come back in the studio and recreate. I need did that, when he came in the studio and did the eulogy, everybody in the studio booth, in the engineering booth, we all had chills in our arms because it was as if we were at the funeral service of Malcolm X again. And it was just chilling. Mm.
But everybody talked about Ossie Davis, but she certainly was a partnership in all
of
this.
Oh, yes. I've never, thank you for bringing it up, because I don't want to talk too much about Ossie, but here's the thing. In my life, I've never seen two people more in love than Ruby and Ozzy. It was amazing.
They were together how long?
They were married 57 years.
Wow.
Spike, yeah. When you look at also, when you talk about young actresses, Ruby made it clear, I can do my thing on the stage, on the small screen, the big screen, a community play. It did not matter. She had an absolute love of acting.
Well, Roland, you're talking about a different era. You know what you just said. You could sound it like you're old timer, old school athlete. These young boys, all they care about is dunking. Don't know the fundamentals. You know, it's the same thing. It's generational. It's generational, and I'm not gonna blast the young folks, but they just had a different upbringing, and also their skill set. You know, Ruby was doing. If you're an actor, you know you got to get your skill set really on the stage. And you can get your skill set in a music video. It's not the same thing.
Spike, one thing that was also great is that whenever you met her, her hugs and kisses were as sweet as her disposition.
Yes, they were. Ruby and Ozzy were both. Excuse me for keep referring to Ozzy, but for me they were inseparable, and they were just they're true African American royalty. And I hope that Ruby's passing in this physical form will really make people go back and do the research and see her films.
I don't know.
And rediscover the talent that she was. In fact, when you think about it, Denzel's on Washington now. Denzel Washington is on Broadway now with revival of Lorraine Hainsbury, Raising the Sun. Ruby was in the original cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the original cast.
With Sydney. I don't know if you saw it, and I don't know what her situation was Sunday night, but Audra McDonald, who won her sixth Tony and set a record, mentioned the women on whose shoulders she stood. And Ruby Dee was one of them.
Great.
Because
Thank you,
of the historical nature and value of what she gave to the world of entertainment.
Mm. Ruby Dee. Royalty.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for paying tribute, brother. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.